Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for October 16th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The NFA is holding a virtual information session on Tuesday, October 17th at 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for students looking for summer internships or entry-level positions. Click on a link in today's newsletter for details. Likewise, Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing is accepting applications for the Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing Graduate and Internship Program. Students from all academic disciplines are welcome, and applications close on October 20th, 2023. Learn more about the program and apply with a link in today's newsletter. At the Security Traders Association's 90th Annual Market Structure Conference in Washington, D.C., Mark Dowd, the Forefront Managing Partner, proudly presented the Dictum Meum Pactum Award to industry stalwart Brian Harkins, the founder of Rock Advisors. Jim Hyde of NYSE is the incoming STA chairman. Terry Duffy, the chairman and CEO of the CME Group, was honored as the Outstanding Financial Executive by the Financial Management Association, a global entity dedicated to advancing knowledge in financial decision-making. Former Rolf & Nolan technology executive Jason Arnold has died at the age of 55 from kidney and liver failure brought on by drinking, his brother Jim reported on Facebook. Jim was with Jason when he passed, holding his hand. Jason was 55 years old, plus 2 months and a day. There will be no service. When I was a broker and a customer of Rolf & Nolan, I knew Jason as a friendly, energetic, talented, and a responsive firm representative. He was part of the team that led customer meetings in the firm's offices, where we would meet in a conference room and talk about issues with the RAN order system and how to fix them. My condolences to his family, colleagues, and friends. On Friday, the SEC adopted two rules, one to increase transparency in the securities lending market, and the other to increase transparency into short selling, and amendments to CAT NMS planned for purposes of short sale data collection. The five SEC commissioners weighed in with comments on both rules, except for Commissioner Jaime Lizarraga, who only commented on the securities lending rule. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Schwab gave its customers access to the TD Ameritrade Thinkorswim platform for sophisticated individual investors it acquired as part of its 2020 purchase of TD Ameritrade. This is the latest step in Schwab's integration of TD Ameritrade. Schwab will get rid of the rest of TD's platform once it finishes converting customers to Schwab accounts. The Wall Street Journal story is titled, Schwab Gives Traders Access to TD Ameritrade's Thinkorswim Platform. Crypto is not just for Lambos, it is now also for Ferraris, as Ferrari has started to accept payment in cryptocurrency for its luxury sports cars in the U.S., Reuters reported. It will extend the scheme to its European customers upon request, Reuters said. Geneva Trading is hiring a new futures trader FX in Chicago, Illinois. Apply by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. RJ O'Brien is hiring a new network engineer in the greater Chicago area. Apply by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. the FIA on LinkedIn welcomed the trader trading firm TopStep as a new member. Are you looking for a delicious way to start your day? Breakfast is the subject of a story in the New York Times outlining pancakes, eggs, smoothie, and weekend ideas. Our most read stories last Friday in JLN Options were Wall Street's fear gauge surges as Middle East escalation rattles stocks from Market Watch. Options are the hottest trade on Wall Street from Bloomberg, and Copying Trading, a Road to Riches or Risk from the Financial Times. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. The headline, Johnson budget raises concern over fate of LaSalle Street plan. Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to close a $538 million budget deficit, in part by declaring a record $434 million surplus from the city's tax increment financing districts, puts in question whether he supports a holdover initiative to transform the LaSalle Street corridor by spending hundreds of millions to subsidize the revamp of five largely vacant buildings. My comment, LaSalle Street can figure out its future without city money just fine. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, What Defense Stocks Say About a More Violent World? Through shares of military contractors only price in a small chance of escalation in Israel's war with Hamas. Financial factors muddle the signal. The bloody attack on Israel and inevitable retaliation have turned defense stocks into gauges of political risk, alibi imperfect ones. For now, they are flashing amber rather than red. Shares of big military contractors such as Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and Britain's BAE Systems are up roughly 10% since the start of the conflict. Those in Northrop Grumman are trading 16% higher. Arlington-based RTX, which has been hit by manufacturing defects in its commercial engine division, still gained 5%. Shares in Germany's Rheinmetall, the maker of the guns for Leopard 2 tanks, have jumped 17%. My comment, Mr. Market is an important barometer. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg Opinion. The headline, Katy Perry's $225 million payday began in 1908. The rights to mechanically reproduced music used to belong to no one. Katy Perry sold the rights to most of her music for a cool $225 million last month to Litmus Music. It's the latest in a series of high-profile payouts. Tempted by eye-popping offers from investment firms like Hip Genosis and Shamrock Capital, Paul Simon, Dr. Dre, and other artists have sold out literally. My comment, fascinating story of the history of copyrights with the first copyright law in the U.S. passed in 1790. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's Options Are the Hottest Trade on Wall Street. Second was our Markets Wiki page for Ariane Adams, which was Thursday's number one item. Third was Israel should not fight its war alone, an opinion piece from Michael R. Bloomberg in Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, The crypto exchange moving money for criminal gangs, rich Russians, and a Hamas-linked terror group. The U.S. last year sanctioned a Moscow-based crypto exchange to stymie Russian efforts to evade the financial blockade imposed after the invasion of Ukraine. A year on, the exchange is booming, despite its place on the U.S. blacklist, which restricts transactions with sanctioned entities. Garantex, which has become a major channel through which Russians move funds into and out of the country, according to trading data and people familiar with the firm. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Gary Gensler urges regulators to tame AI risk to financial stability. SEC head warns reliance on a few data models could unleash a financial crisis within a decade. Regulators must quickly find a way to manage risk posed to financial stability by the concentration of power in artificial intelligence platforms, the chair of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has urged. Gary Gensler told the Financial Times that without swift intervention, it was, quote, nearly unavoidable, unquote, that all AI would trigger a financial crisis within a decade. And then finally, here's a story from CNN. The headline, Middle East on, quote, verge of abyss, unquote, UN warns as Gaza suffers and Israel prepares for offensive. Conditions in Gaza have deteriorated dangerously, experts say, with serious shortages of clean water and food as tens of thousands of Palestinians attempt to flee crippling airstrikes and an Israeli ground offensive. Israel military said Saturday its forces are readying for the next stages of the war, including, quote, combined and coordinated strikes from air, sea, and land, unquote, in response to the unprecedented October 7th terrorist attacks by the Islamic militant group Hamas, which controls the enclave. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.